are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Well, with October 1st coming around the corner, which is like, I guess, tomorrow, I'm going to quickly review how these Obamacare exchanges work for enrollment. All right. Remember, you're not going to get health insurance tomorrow, like a lot of people think. What happens tomorrow is these exchanges are supposed to open. Not all of them. Many states are far behind, not ready to open. But from what we understand, most exchanges should be open. We'll tell you guys what to look for, how to navigate through them, and tell you what isn't out there yet. Okay? Then this was a very interesting article I saw. 8 secrets your hospital keeps, like doctors' hands being dirty, medication mistakes. Does this stuff really, really happen? And how to protect yourself against it. All right? Some news that the bubonic plague is still killing thousands. A bubonic plague. Yeah. Still, we're dealing with plague. All right? We'll talk about that. And then a possible cure for skin cancer. This is pretty cool stuff. Want to talk about that because we definitely have a long way to go with our cancer progress. And then, oh, gosh, there was... this is a very interesting case. Apparently an Al-Qaeda supporter living in Brooklyn is suing the U.S. because he claims after they detained him for a few days, he got a deep vein thrombosis, a DVT. So an Al-Qaeda supporter is suing the U.S. I am sure there's an attorney taking the case and we'll find a way to successfully sue the United States. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you asked about the government shutdown and veterans benefits. What's going to happen with that? We'll talk about that as well as this possible government shutdown is looming. I'm just so fed up with the government. I'm a little grumpy today. I'm so behind on the whole Breaking Bad series. I started watching it once I realized that I needed to catch up with the rest of the country. So don't worry, I'm not going to talk about the season finale. I didn't see the season finale. Unfortunately, I was watching CNN this morning and they decided to show the ending and talk about the ending. Yes, they did spoiler alert and all that, but I know, what was I watching CNN for? I do watch CNN. I got to tell you, I watch both CNN and Fox. I go back and forth, even HLN. It all depends on what's being bulleted. I have very, very little time right before I start my show, so I want to get whatever bullets are coming through. And so, unfortunately, they started talking about the Breaking Bad ending. For what I understand, the finale's worth it. So, you know, if you could last that long getting through all the other seasons, it's worth it. Great show, by the way. But, you know, don't they realize that we don't watch television live anymore? I mean, even news, many of us get our news differently. You know, and why do you think we have all these tweets and these emails and these texts and these radio updates? Like KFI gives me texts of news updates of real important. I don't get every piece of news, but I like getting my news that way because I'm not in front of a television. Many of us are not in front of a television anymore as much as we used to be. But we're glued to our cell phones, our smartphones. We're glued to our computers. You could probably even program your laptop or your computer at work to come up with a headline in real time, and then you read it. So our whole TV behavior is completely different than what it used to be. Now, I mean, in the olden days, you would come home and then watch programming during prime time, shut it off, have a conversation, go to bed. Then programming starts to last a little longer. You even had some daytime soap operas, etc. Right? Now you got this 24/7. We got a lot of TV programming, but most of us TiVo, most of us DVR. I don't think I've watched even American Idol. I don't watch anything live anymore except some news, if that. And so I think people are kind of idiots if they're going to, you know, if they're going to give people spoilers, especially with something as passionate that many of us are about with the whole Breaking Bad thing. By the way, I was at an event and I was talking to a radiation oncologist over the weekend about Breaking Bad and the medicine behind it. You know, and I was telling him, look, you know, with what I understand about cancer, they're being pretty damn close. And with what I remember from my chemistry, I minored in chemistry, they seem pretty right on. And he agreed. He said, honestly, with the path they're going through with this, you know, because sometimes like with 24, I really wanted to think 24 was accurate. Right? You know, and, you know, yeah, there was a lot of glorification, dramatization, but with Breaking Bad, from what I've understood, there's a lot of it that seems to be to a T. Alright, so it's pretty, yeah, of course there's dramatization. I mean, you can't do reality TV with a show like that, but still, it's, not that reality TV is 100%, but you know what I'm saying. So pretty cool stuff. So for those of you into Breaking Bad, just try not to watch some of the news stations because I guess they need content, you know? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know my husband now has been hiding from the television because we're in season number 2. So we still have, what, 3 more seasons left of Breaking Bad shows. Also, you notice, a TV series only lasts like 7-8 episodes. Right? You notice that? Yeah, I can't wait for the Pawn Stars new season, which is supposed to start in a week or two. It's weird how they do that. None of this fall to May type of thing. Okay, so, with the possible government shutdown, we're going to be talking about, what could happen with, VA benefits. Okay, you know, some people, and myself included, I'm not really worried about tomorrow's deadline. I love national parks, etc., but, I really think Congress and Senate need to hash this sucker out. Okay, but come middle of the month is when things get scary with the shutdown, so we're going to talk about that. Then, these Obamacare exchanges, what's the website you guys go to? What's going to happen when you hit that website, and what should you be looking for? And I also want to hear from you guys. What are you hoping? What are you expecting? What do you want the government to be doing right now? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. 866-2237, extension 120.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Doc-a-Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really apologize for not having any football picks for you guys last weekend or this weekend that we just passed. I barely got to see some football because I had such a busy weekend, so I apologize. Hope none of you lost any money. I know my picks are pretty good, aren't they? Okay, so I promise I'll have some for you this next week. One of you asked if I'm putting my money on Congress or Senate and who will win this week when it comes to the government shutdown. Honestly, I think we're all the big losers with this. Okay, I'm not rooting for the House. I'm not rooting for the Senate. I think it is one big cluster. I don't understand why session after session we always have to worry about a government shutdown. This is ridiculous. Why are we overspending? Why aren't people paying their taxes? Why are we only trying to tax one small percentage? Why are we weeding out or just singling out smokers or singling out Wall Street or millionaires? Why don't we have a flat tax, right? Everybody pays their same percentage. People that don't make that much money pay a lot less than people that make a crap load of money. But it's a flat tax. Everybody gets taxed, you know, even. We don't have to spend extra money on IRS agents. We talked about this. Why aren't unemployment benefits, while people are making unemployment benefits, doing volunteer work? Okay, if they're out of a job, right, and they're making unemployment benefits, then why don't we have tons of government projects out there that people could then volunteer or just work for the government? Maybe rather than unemployment benefits, it's a job. As soon as you lose your job, you immediately report to a government post and work and make money. No, that's not really a communistic or social. No, it's not. It's just they're getting money anyway from the government. Why don't we get some labor hours out of it? You know? Not saying for disabled, not saying for workman's comp and you're off work, but if you lost a job, okay, and you're able-bodied, and you're having trouble finding a job, and you're getting unemployment benefits, why not? There's so many things we could be doing. So many things. This back and forth. Okay, well, we won't have the government shut down unless we defund Obamacare. Now, I guess, the Tea Party is asking for a one-year delay with Obamacare. Don't delay it anymore. I'm actually, believe it or not, I want tomorrow to happen with the healthcare exchanges so the public gets to see what they really get. For how many years now have we been promised good health insurance at cheap rates and millions of people being insured? Why don't we finally see the reality of all this? Okay? And then when we realize that this was just a farce, we can move on. Okay, now I understand that the subsidies to help people pay for the health insurance, to me that just makes no sense. So these health insurance companies are going to charge a crap load. Government is going to help people pay that crap load. It's just like the concept of insurance, which I think is completely stupid in and of itself. You go to the hospital and they charge you $100,000, but they're never going to get that $100,000 because insurance knocks it down to $5,000. So why is that $100,000 charge even there? Why do we even have insurance companies there? Why don't we just go back to a cash type of system? Okay, everybody just gets a cash discount. I don't understand why you're paying for insurance to negotiate with the doctors in the hospitals, and the doctors in the hospitals get screwed by insurance. You get screwed by insurance, and the doctors in hospitals get screwed by insurance. No more insurance companies. Get out of the way. Now, the reason why insurance is supposed to work is you're supposed to have a bunch of healthy people putting money into the system. If you have a bunch of healthy people paying premiums and not needing the health insurance, and that health insurance company is banking on there being less sick people than healthy people, and then they'll be able to pay for the sick people. Okay? It's a nice system. But now you have a bunch of healthy people saying, hell no, I don't have the money. Health insurance is too damn expensive for me to start paying $500-$600 a month. So Obamacare comes in saying, look, okay, this is how we'll do it. This is how we'll get young people to put money into the system. If you're under 26, you still get to be on your parents' insurance, so your parents will now pay your premiums. Now we have some healthy premiums coming in, but a lot of parents aren't. How many of you guys have told me or written to me that you are not paying for your 25-year-old's health insurance? You can't afford it. My parents couldn't. When I was 18, now mind you, that was a couple years ago, just a couple though, mind you. When I was 18, oh yeah, my parents said, oh thank God she's off. I don't have to pay for it. So I had to, you know, get my own plan. I mean, it was a concern back then. It still was, but they did not have the money to put me on their health insurance. So when I was 18, I had to, and I got it through the school luckily. I had to pay a few $100. I think it was a real crappy plan, but a few $100 per semester. And I went to the student health center for all my pap smears and penicillin shots. And I did what I could. Okay, people had cash discounts, pretty decent cash discounts. I think I spent $45 once, right, when I had mono, to go and see the doctor. That was nice to spend $45, you know, back then in the early 90s. It just the whole system is a complete cluster. So funding Obamacare, defunding Obamacare, I really don't want this ping pong. Let Obamacare take over. Let us see what we're really getting with Obamacare. It's already the law of the land. Supreme Court fine-tweaked an unconstitutional law told Obama how to make it constitutional. As long as you call it a tax, now they could say it's constitutional. So they make it a tax, and we have it. We're stuck with it. Okay? But if we're going to fail, okay, just let us fail now. Please don't prolong it. Don't stall Obamacare for another year. Not till another election. Let us deal with the pain and the problems now. Now, what's supposed to happen tomorrow? Okay, so there's these healthcare exchanges. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you go to healthcare.gov, okay? Healthcare, all one word, .gov, G-O-V. Okay? Yes, they're paying for this website. Now, you answer a couple questions. Are you looking for coverage for yourself, for small business that you own or operate? You tell them the state you're in. You tell them how many employees you have, under 25, over 25, over 50, under 50. If you currently offer health insurance, if you don't currently offer health insurance, etc. Okay? You put all that information in. Now, when I did that for me, I live in Nevada, Las Vegas, Nevada. So immediately it told me to go to the Nevada website. So it says, visit the Nevada Health link now. Now, mind you, this is September 30th. It's not October 1st. So I go to the Nevada Health link like I did over the weekend. And, you know, basically, Nevada Health link was created by the state of Nevada to help individuals and small businesses easily shop for, compare, and buy health insurance. In October 2013, this website will become an online marketplace where you can enroll in an income-based health insurance plan. Okay. So that's it. Nothing. I can't do anything today. Mind you, it's not October 1st. I get it. Okay, they're probably really scrambling. Expect tomorrow a lot of servers to be slow. Okay? For those of you who like to look at porn while you're at work, which I urge you not to because you could get fired, it's going to be slow. Okay? A lot of slow motion type stuff on the internet. Maybe my show streaming online is going to be slow. A lot of people are going to be, and you know, good, check it out. Check it out. See what they offer. I want people to get health insurance. I really, really do. But I also want these false promises, okay, to just fleet away like a bad memory and let people see what they're really getting. We need that immediately. All right? So I'm hoping when the website's up, we'll walk through it, and then we'll see what they allow. Now, again, like I talked about this weekend, be extremely careful. When they say for that $25 copay and $500 a month or $500 a month premium and $1,000 deductible, it'll include full physical once a year. Okay? Make sure you know what a full physical is. Some of you are probably thinking what you get at my office. All right? EKG, chest x-ray. If you're asthmatic or a smoker, some breathing, some pulmonary function test, a spirometry test, UA, pregnancy, I'll order a blood panel. Hopefully the insurance pays for a blood panel, cholesterol, diabetes, thyroid, liver, kidneys, etc. Get you set up for screening colonoscopy, your mammogram, your pap smear, etc. Prostate check if you want it. Many of you don't want it, but I offer it. You have to. And come on, guys, quit being a wussy, okay? You let the doctor look in the ear and your nostrils. You think the nostrils are any better looking than the rectum? No, they ain't, okay? All right. In fact, the nostrils are really hairy. Okay? I think one of the prettiest orifices. You want to know what I think the prettiest orifice is? Your nasal lacrimal duct. I think your nasal lacrimal duct is one of the cutest orifices out there. I really, really do. Okay? Then, I kind of like the ears. I really do. Okay? So anyway, when you see full physical, mind you, that may not be the full physical you get. That may be the physical you want. The physical you get may not include any of that stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. I don't think we have a flu vaccine for the rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. In fact, I don't mind getting a good case of that. I love boogie woogie. We really got to bring some of that back. I hear some of the stuff on the radio and I'm like, come on, people, get some boogie woogie. Right, let's get some 12 bar blues. Let's get some riffs in there. Let's get some really good stuff. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Master Sergeant Foster writes, according to the VA, funding will run out by late October for the VA to make disability pay to disabled veterans who will be unable to pay their rent, mortgages, food, etc. He wrote me on Facebook in regards to the veterans' benefits running out due to a prolonged government shutdown, and that happens if the shutdown occurs for at least a month. I don't think the government's going to let that happen. I honestly really don't want you all freaking out about this, okay? Congress and senators are politicians. They're not business people. Even though some of them may be doctors and attorneys and accountants, their primary goal, all right, although we believe it's for who they legislate and the voters, but their goal is to stay in office to be there for us voters, right? Okay? And we could say that. I mean, somebody who's in office wants to be in office. Even if it's altruistically for their voters, they still have the goal of staying in office. So if they're going to want to stay in office, they're going to want to make sure the government doesn't shut down. Nobody wants to come next election be the face behind this. True, I understand not everybody is up for re-election. I get that. Okay? But we have a lot of people that are. So, according to the Department of Veterans Affairs, it says if a government shutdown occurs and lasts at least a month, not all compensation and pension payments would continue. They say those benefits are provided through appropriated mandatory funding, and that funding will run out by late October. At that point, VA will be unable to make any payments. Okay? Now, we all have a soft spot in our heart for our veterans, and we should. Okay? These guys and gals do not need to feel like their paychecks or their ability to sustain themselves is going to be unstable. Okay? They put in their dues. There is no reason why they should be screwed. Okay? Just because we have this BS going on right now where nobody knows how to manage money in Washington. We're in this fiscal mess. Right? We're in debt. The country is operating in debt. You know, we are an amazing country. And yes, we are one of the richest countries in the world. But are we really that rich? We're in debt. And I mean, I'm no economist. But if you look at our one-year plan, our five-year plan, our 10-year plan, I just see more debt. I don't see how. Even if you want to tax the Warren Buffetts more, that's not going to get our country out of debt. It's not. Okay? All right? You can't give people fish and need to teach them how to fish. So, this is scary. And if I was a veteran right now, I'd be ticked off. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, currently the VA said that all payments should be handled. They believe, the disability and the GI Bill payments may be the ones first to, I guess, I don't want to use the word fail, but succumb, I hate that word, to the shutdown. And it's one of those things where I hear you. You know, I apologize if I seem a little more optimistic about how I really don't think we would have a shutdown, and if we did have a shutdown by tomorrow, that it wouldn't affect us as much. By mid-month, I'm more concerned. What's happening tomorrow, I'm not as concerned about. I don't think we need to panic, hit the panic button about tomorrow's possible shutdown. I think the media is really enjoying this hype. It gives them a lot of content, and there's a lot of back and forth. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of the story. I'm sick of hearing this year after year after year. Okay, and now with Obamacare in the wings, but for those of you that really do depend on the government funds and deserve to, you know, I feel you, and I think this is an absolute cluster from both sides. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, okay, we talked about with tomorrow, the Obamacare exchanges. You're gonna go online, go to healthcare.gov. If they shift you to your state exchange, that's fine. It should be an easy clink, okay? They say, according to Fox News, all right, consumers will be able to shop for coverage off or on the marketplaces. Subsidies are only available to plans sold on the marketplace. Insurance plans will have to offer a set of essential benefits, like inpatient hospital care, emergency room, maternity, and pediatric care, as well as coverage for prescription drugs and labs. Doesn't mean 100%, people, okay? The plans will be divided in terms ranging from bronze to platinum. The difference between these levels is that consumers have to pay more out of pocket for the care in the bronze than in the platinum, in the form of deductibles that are higher, co-payments, and other charges. The plans may differ on the choices of healthcare providers included within the insurer's network. Now, I don't want anybody to think that when they get to choose healthcare providers, there's worse healthcare providers compared to not so, or compared to good healthcare providers. All of us should be practicing medicine with the same ethics, with the same amount of passion, with the same amount of heart, and with the same amount of, even though it wouldn't be the same amount of expertise, but with skill. So, whether you have a plan that forces you to see a PA, nurse practitioner, doctor, I've seen nurse practitioners and PAs do a damn good job. I'm not concerned about that. Okay? All right? Many of you currently right now see nurse practitioners and PAs and you're getting phenomenal care. All right? If, however, a plan says you don't get to see a doctor ever, that could be concerning, but I doubt they would do that. So I really wouldn't panic about that. Okay? Your nurse practitioner PA, even though some of them now don't have to practice under somebody else's license, they still, with their training and from what I've seen, and I've seen many, okay? In fact, I've seen more half-assed work from doctors than I have PAs and nurse practitioners. So I wouldn't panic about that. Okay, by any means. Now next they go, well, what makes these plans different? Okay, so the plans are going to be different based on price. Okay? And they're not supposed to discriminate against pre-existing. So you shouldn't have to disclose what your pre-existing conditions are. That was extremely frustrating. Whenever we were on a group insurance plan, I had to give to my employer my medical history. All right, now luckily I really didn't have anything to be embarrassed about, but still, you know, breast biopsy, ovarian tumor. I really didn't want to have to go into that. I like to keep myself private. You know me, I'm a very private person. Hemorrhoid flare-up. So that hopefully shouldn't be a part of this. Okay, now, let's say you already have coverage. Okay, you could still, let's say you have health insurance with your employer, but it sucks. Okay, you can still buy an individual plan in the marketplace. Just you may not be eligible for a subsidy. They say you may not be eligible for a subsidy unless you make less than 40% of the federal poverty level and your employer's plan covers less than 60% of allowed medical expenses or costs more than 9.5% of your household income. So small businesses with 50 or fewer employees can shop on federal exchanges or state exchanges that'll hopefully give you guys more options. So again, I wouldn't have the highest of hopes for the subsidies yet, okay? But take a look at the prices, great place to start, and then see if you can qualify for a subsidy. They talk about, are you going to keep your doctor? It depends. I know Obama promised it, but if your doctor is not going to be on that plan, then no, there won't be. Okay? There is supposed to be a live chat, a customer service hotline. Hopefully you can contact them. They'll know if your doctor's on there. All right? Now, what about dental and prescriptions, okay? There's supposed to be 10 essential health benefits. Now, I don't know about adult dental, but I know there's pediatric dental. Pediatric dental and pediatric vision should be on there, okay? Now, subsidies, again, $46,000 for an individual, $62,000 for a couple. Subsidies will be allowed for incomes up to four times the federal poverty level. So depending on your income, the website will tell you. From what I understand, I'm hoping. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Went wrong. I know some of you are wondering what's going on with the show today. You know what? I'm not doing that bad for still being sick, okay? Very little phlegm. You notice how I dried up a little bit? Just a little bit of dry cough. I'm getting there, okay? Yes, you know, maybe no funny jokes, okay? No, you know, questions below the waist. We've kind of kept it pretty clean. A little bit more political today. Talking more about the mechanics of medicine. This was kind of an interesting article. The 8 secrets your hospital keeps in the health section of Fox. I kind of disagree with some of these, but I know many of you may have questions about this. Like, for example, secret number one. Okay, these would be some of the top secrets that your hospital keeps. They say secret number one, your doctor or nurse may have messed up your meds. Okay? Now, that should be far and few between. Far and few between. Do mess-ups happen? Oh, yeah. I think mistakes happen a lot. Absolutely. Okay, are they true mistakes? Are they complete screw-ups? Now, we're talking about in the hospital. What I always urge my patients to do is before they put something in their mouth, take a look at it. Take a look at what it is. Now, unfortunately, when you get your medication, it's not in a prescription bottle where you could read the prescription bottle. It's in one of those little plastic cups. So you got a pink pill, a blue pill, a green pill. Learn your medicines. Know what they look like. You should. You're putting it into your body. Now, for the most part, you could trust the doctor, trust the nurse, but it is of a concern. Somebody's coming up to you with an IV. You want to take a look at it. Okay, we've heard some very scary stories of some nurses that didn't even work at the hospital, inject saline, right, into your IV, and they take your fentanyl or your morphine or Demerol. Scary stuff out there. So make sure you know the nurse. Make sure you're comfortable. Okay, you could always ask for the charge nurse. You could always ask for the doctor. You could always ask them, look, will you educate me on the type of pills I'm taking? Now, many of you stay quiet because you think the doctor or the nurse will think you're a pain in the butt. Listen, okay, you're not going to please everybody. Yes, you may be a pain in the butt. Okay, nurses are busy. They don't have time to sit there and have to explain everything to you. But they should. Okay? And most likely they're going to think you're a pain in the butt anyway. So you might as well be a pain in the butt and ensure your safety. But don't think that medication errors happen all the time. But they can happen anywhere, even in the private practice. I told you how a pharmacist changed the anti-inflammatory and the Ambien for one of my patients. I guess one in one bottle, one in the other. And so she popped two Ambien as she was driving home and fell asleep before she got into the driveway. Didn't hit anybody, thank God. But she was upset. She called the pharmacy board. She tried to get the pharmacist fired. I don't really know what happened. But, things happen. Okay, but my question to her is, really? You've been taking Ambien for a while. You didn't notice that the two small pills looked like an Ambien? No. I was driving and I popped the pills. By the way, don't even pop an aspirin while you're driving. I choke a lot of times when I swallow pills. Okay, I have a bad gag reflex. Stop the giggles. And so why would you swallow a pill while driving? Kind of bad, because you're in a car and you're choking. I'd rather take a medication in the middle of the pharmacy so somebody could do the Heimlich if I have a problem with it. But just know your medication, okay? They say secret number two, your medical records are not confidential. All right. They say a single hospital visit can trigger an avalanche of information that spreads among doctors, specialists, insurers, pharmacy benefit managers, care providers, billing companies, electronic health record providers, just to name a few, according to Joel Winston, a New York City attorney. He's got a point. Okay. They're supposed to be private. When the doctor looks at that chart, they close it up. They log out. All right. I do everything humanly possible to make sure nobody takes a peek at your chart. However, I have to send your diagnosis to the electronic billing company. Your insurance company will ask for your medical records. I don't know who's on there. I don't know if it's Mary Jane, if it's Lulu, if it's Dirk, but somebody's getting your medical records and deciding if they have to pay on that. So what I do in my office, I could keep you safe. But once it has to go to insurance companies, even though insurance companies are going to try to keep you safe, you know, if you're coming to the doctor with a rip-roaring case of gonorrhea, your doctor isn't going to be the only one that knows about it. Why? Because we have to bill insurance. I can't tell you how many people go, look, can I just pay cash so my insurance company doesn't need to know about this? And I'm not allowed to do that. I'm not allowed to, if you have insurance, to bypass insurance and just take cash from you. We can't. So privacy, it's an issue. It is. Number three, they say doctors in training look the same as doctors in charge. They say there's no way to distinguish med students from residents and staff physicians. You're supposed to be able to tell because a medical student, their butt's not covered, their coat is shorter, whereas the doctor, the coat gets to cover your whole butt, which is really great. When you're having a bad period, problem is the coat's white. You know, so what you have to do is you double cover. Well, we'll talk about that. How to not have a bad period when you're on call. That was a tough one because you're afraid you're going to get toxic shock wearing tampons all night. But anyway, but all resident doctors, all medical students are supposed to inform you, okay? I always, you know, I was like, look, I'm a medical student. Please don't call me doctor. Okay? Or when I was a doctor as a resident, I'm like, hi, I'm a second year resident, or I'm an intern, I'm this. I'm going to discuss this with the attending physician. But I wanted them to know. Why? Because I didn't want to get sued if something screwed up. I didn't want to act like I was the doctor in charge. Oh, hell no. Hell no. Okay? But realize that it may be a medical student. Okay? And so, and mind you, medical student, I was a damn good medical student, but still. Okay, you have a right to ask. Look at their ID badge. If there's no ID badge, it could be somebody stealing your narcotics. Make sure everybody has. I was not allowed to enter the hospital without my ID badge or at least an ID. Okay? Dr. Dahlia. Okay, now, buttons. They say just because you hit a call button doesn't mean you're going to get a nurse in there right away. Apparently, a 2012 University of Michigan at Flint study of four hospitals found that patients waited up to 18 minutes for a nurse or another staffer on the floor to respond to a call light. They say what you should do then is learn the hospital's rhythms. Okay, if you don't want to wait 18 minutes, okay, get an idea of when shift change is. Ask the nurse. Say, look, that's what I would do. Okay, I'm like, you know, look, I want to work with you guys, all right? I don't want to hit a button when you're about to go to lunch or go to the bathroom or you're in shift change. If I think I need something, when is the best time to reach you? Oh, Herbert, you could just call us anytime. Okay, that's great, but realistically, okay, it killed me when I was a medical student seeing people in ICU, you know, be screaming in pain and hitting a button for the nurse, and the nurse was busy. They couldn't get there. You know, they say on this Fox report, you share your nurse with 12 other patients. Sometimes that's true. In ICU, they really should be only working on a couple patients at a time. But still, your nurse is very busy. Our nurses are overstaffed, which means when you hit a button, it doesn't mean they could run. And even if they do get there, now they need to clear getting the medication from the doctor. They got to wait for the doctor to come back. So my recommendation is an hour before you think you need something, that's when you hit the button. An hour. Okay? And be nice. Be very respectful of the nurses. Okay? They can make or break you. And telling them you want to work with, that, you know, you want to work with them is good. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. They say hospital meals may be as bad as fast food. Honestly, your hospital meals could be low salt, low sugar, etc. But sometimes, you know, you can get junk food. So don't think just because you're eating hospital food, you're eating the most healthy stuff. Okay? Who knows? Maybe there's some placenta in there from labor delivery. So my suggestion would be take a look at your choices, okay? Right? And if you think you know, don't forget to tell them you want low salt, low carb, kosher, etc. Emergency rooms, they're saying the emergency room waits are growing worse. We know that ER visits are jumping. Study came out saying Medicare patients or Medicaid patients in California going straight to the emergency room and not to doctors. Okay? Then your doctor's hands may be filthy. Our doctors wash our hands. We do. But you know what? If you feel like they're dirty, tell them to wash your hands. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.